Some people are drawn to working on developing areas of their life in which they feel, yes, an intuitive expression, that is important to move to the next stage in their life, often at whatever cost. They have known success and wish to build on the results. And they have many examples of situations in their lives which afterwards made them aware of talents, strengths, courage, or love, which before the event they would never have fully realized they possessed. We're all equipped with all the resources to live life to the full. Of all the possible choices around us which we call experiences, we can be selective. However, when we discuss what aspect of us is making the decisions, then the picture becomes a lot broader. What driving force is helping us making the choices we do actually make? Are we guided by the perceptions of other people, or little Jiminy Crickets on our shoulder, whispering other points of view? And how do all these promptings relate to what we are feeling inside? What is success? There is energetically true and false success. False success is often accompanied by hidden but powerful symptoms of stress. Confusion combined with feelings of inner blocks or emptiness, culminating in a reversal of all the elements of true success. Contrast this picture with true success, where we are energized and ready to express more of all aspects of ourself, where we feel in balance with people and situations around us. True success creates clarity, more confidence, and more creativity operating in our lives at every level. Ever experienced the difference when you reflect on the meaning of success? That which appeared to come at some cost, and that success which came with more future benefits to be explored. We are always fully equipped with all of the resources to live this life to the full. When we are noticing lack and frustration, not happy with the work that we're currently doing, or feeling blocked, then we're out of flow with our natural expression. We have attracted such a situation to learn one of the most important energy lessons of life, accessing our personal power, because the results we are seeing are not to our liking. We don't feel good about what we're experiencing. If this form of energy block is currently in our lives, then we first begin by celebrating the fact that we have found a block which makes us stumble and gives us an opportunity to stop, look around, and think again about the direction we really want to go in. The journey continues. We are configured in such a way that we have all the strength and fortitude to move forward. The block is an opportunity to reassess the route we're taking. If we weren't able to move forward and beyond whatever obstacle we find, we would never have signed up for the journey. Truly successful people constantly build on their expression in discovering the many facets of who they are. They have a zest for life and express this in everything that they do. This zest for life spreads out and affects those around them. They are impacting energetically on their world and can feel how an energy dynamic between their world, life, experience of life, and their inner self starts to work hand in hand. In essence, life appears to become easier, and people, situations, and the expression of our needs are smoothly and easily met. We're in flow. We are in the flow of life, or as I like to call it, we are playing the game with life to the full. Relate these factors to what is now becoming a well-documented area of medical research in both the press and media. Health, vitality, and illness are not all about what we eat or how much we exercise. They're about the attitude of mind we possess. What experiences we draw to ourselves by both our conscious action and our unconscious frustrations. It is now scientifically proven that our mind exerts far greater control through the brain on our body's function, and particularly on the immune system. There is a need for balance. We experience it at all times in an inconsistent, haphazard way, and our life purpose is not to make life and living it difficult or incomplete, but to flow based on an authentic expression of who we are and what we really want to have and express. Goal setting is not always the answer. It can be a temporary, stilted experience, inviting failure just as easily as success. We're not studying for the occasional diplomas and degrees. Living life with the benefit of conscious awareness can involve a natural, constant, ongoing experience. How do we access this awareness? Putting the clues together, our dreams, our life experience, and how we make sense of it. Are we really making sense of our own personal histories? All that you need for this foundation is already around you. Examine and explore the rooms of the home you call life. See what you've accumulated in terms of insights, tools, money, possessions, people, and of course experiences. Do some rooms need to be cleared? And do the contents need to be brought out and placed in prominent positions where you and others can see them more clearly and on a regular basis? Who are the people who inspire you? What are you currently feeling about your position in the world? Is this reflected in your life home? Where are the objects? What are you currently being told? How does this match with your dreams of childhood and now? There are ways of examining the resources for information about the future in a powerful way for self-exploration. People have already been looking. Books, tapes, courses, inspirational material. Even those who have deep insights or information they've read often find it difficult to put this into a usable format. There are no rules to be learnt. Life is about expressing what we already know. There is no extra information which will give that final key to unlock the perfect life circumstances for us. It is all about attitude of mind based on key energetic elements. We need an approach, not a technique or secret tool, a simple approach which is personally meaningful, because then we can incorporate it quickly and efficiently into our lives. There is an approach which will feed the mind and the imagination and sustain its effect beyond the initial issues to create a long-term effect, constantly building and expressing our needs in our future lives. I'm not introducing something new. This approach is something to be realized or recognized, and by consciously using it, we are emphasizing and strengthening an element which has been operating in our lives since the day we were born.